I have an older brother, he's a year older, who came into the church before I did. And as an older teen, he got into, my mother was, saved everything. Grew up in the Depression, saved everything. And she was a subscriber to the Plain Truth for 10 years. And she dutifully used that magazine to teach Sunday school classes at the Methodist Church, which my mother never threw anything away, so she saved all the boxes of old PTs, and they were put in the granary. And my brother, who was an older teen, he got into the granary, and he started reading mother's old magazines. And got to reading and reading, and got interested in the truth. And then, of course, he wanted to go to church on Saturday. Well, he couldn't do that out on the farm. It was kind of hard. But he finally did when he went off to college. Well, I'm a year behind him, so I gave him no end of razzing and teasing. And sure, you're going to keep the Sabbath day, are you? Well, it says keep the Sabbath day. So we keep one day out of seven. What's your problem? And I threw that argument at him, and a lot of other arguments too. And so it was real difficult for me to understand why the seventh day wasn't just any one in seven. And then it was a few years later, I'm in college, and I become interested in the church. And then my mother says to me, well, as long as you keep the Lord's Day, one in seven, you can pick any day you like. Now, there's been some time has gone on. So today I want to cover, has time been lost? When really is the Sabbath? So when somebody throws that at you, it says, well, how can we really know? Is Saturday always the seventh day? And if you take a look at a calendar book in the stores, a stationery store, you can see it both ways. Some start the days of the week on Sunday, and some, as do use the European pattern, and start it on Monday. Well, that's a little confusing. So it gives rise to the thought, well, maybe just any one in seven. So what do we do? Let's turn to Exodus 20. Exodus 20 in verses 8 through 11. And we can read the Ten Commandments, and that's really what we're talking about here, is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And it goes on and explains the details in that. And it refers back in verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that's in them, and then rested. So there was this pattern established at creation, and it was reestablished or reacknowledged with the Ten Commandments. But and so what is the easiest thing to say? Well, we look to when do the Jews keep the seventh day? After all, I mean, that's pretty obvious that they've kept it through time. So maybe we can be confident that that's the correct day. You know, the correct day of the week, the same kind of weekly cycle that has been established. Except that when the astronomers throw it back at you, they say, well, the seventh-day weekly cycle isn't tied to any pattern in alignments of the sun, the moon, or the stars. It's just a non-stop counting of sequential days. So every seventh day. And so one day after the other. And, of course, we read in both Genesis and Exodus and many other places that was established by God, this whole sequencing of day one through seven. And so we mentioned the calendars are different in Europe than they are in America. So how can we be sure? If we look then, we can just refer back to Genesis 2 and verses 1 and 2 about creation and establishment of the Sabbath. And we have a week that's established there, and these 7 days, and the seventh day designated as a day of rest. So how can we know that that's unbroken, that pattern exists up to the present time? Well, one way, one bit of evidence, we're going to go through evidential pieces today, is that English-speaking countries call the seventh day Saturday. But in other languages, that's, they don't use the term Saturday. Spanish or Italian, it's sabato, meaning from the Hebrew word Shabbat, meaning seventh day or Sabbath day. So they don't use that Roman term that that the from this English derived their days of the week from. So we can't look at the term Saturday and say, well, it's a pagan god, therefore it's based on just an arbitrary choice. But then we stop and think, if you've ever counted sequence, and if we started counting around in the room, it's easy to miscount, isn't it? If you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, wait a minute, did I count you or did I not? And we keep going. So it's easy to say, well, what if somebody miscounted along the way? I mean, that's a reasonable question, isn't it? And after all, how long has it been? Well, if we look back, we know that history extends back some 6,000 years or so. So could there be somebody just kind of goofed up and along the way? Well, we don't have to go back all the way to creation. We can go back to the time of the Exodus out of Egypt, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. Now, this was an interesting time because the Egyptians kept a 10-day cycle. So with the Israelites being in Egypt for over 400 years, it's understandable they could have gotten mixed up with generations after generations. So if we take a look in Exodus 16, starting in verse 14, in Exodus 16, and the children of Israel came out of Egypt in Exodus 16, and get to the right page. And we have this the events where God gave manna to the children of Israel. And when did he give manna to the children of Israel? He clearly says that this that he gave it 6 days a week. And if we read on through in verses 14 through 30, it gives us this sequence. In verse 25. Verse 23, this is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will today, boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept until morning. So they did until that morning, and it did not stink, and there weren't any worms in it. And then so 6 days a week is when the manna was delivered. Verse 27, or verse 26, 6 days you shall gather, but on the seventh, the Sabbath, there will be none. So no manna on the Sabbath. And it happened, verse 27, some people went out on the seventh day and they found none. So they went out 6 days. There was manna. And then the seventh day was was set where there was no manna. Now that would be a pretty good way to tell which day it is. No manna. You should have done what you were told to do by saving it. Now, I don't know about you, but going without food can be a problem for any significant period of time. And if you had your heart set on breakfast and there was no other alternative and you went to the cupboard and the cupboard was bare, somehow you would feel even more hungry than you would have otherwise. So can you imagine the hunger that crept into these people right about that time that said, oh, no, we didn't pick it up yesterday. And verse 28, and the Lord said to Moses, how long do you, meaning the people, children of Israel, refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? Verse 29, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath. He gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested. So this was a clear establishment. And how long did they do that? Did they do that for a week or three to get used to it? No, they did it for 40 years. This was more than a generation. It was teaching the older generation, and it was teaching the younger generation. So if you take a look at all of those who were in the wilderness for all of those days, so we have this clear point of when the seventh day was. So you say, well, what about since that period of time? Well, we can also turn then, of course, we did during that 40-year period, it was shortly after this incident, we have in Exodus 20 about the carving of the seventh day into stone, and they dragged those stone tablets with them throughout the wilderness for those many years. So this weekly cycle of manna only stopped 40 years later when they came into the Promised Land, when they crossed the Jordan and ate of the grain and the fruit of the land. So now we've got, if the Sabbath, even if it had been lost from creation into Exodus, it was reestablished during that 40-year period in the wilderness. And so they now have this firmly entrenched. Now, and then, of course, we say, well, that was then, and then, but this is now. What's our next milestone? Well, we can take a look at the example of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was called the Word of God. He started his ministry. We read in Luke 3, verse 23, that he started it about age 30. So if he started his ministry at age 30, and if there was a problem with the Sabbath, you suppose he would have stood up and said, you guys got it all wrong. The Sabbath was clearly on Tuesday. And then every other year it would fall to a Thursday. And once in a while it bounces around to a Wednesday or a Monday, occasionally a Sunday, but never on Saturday because of the way the calendar goes. We don't hear any of that. No. Instead, what we hear in Matthew 12, we look at Matthew 12, and I'm going to turn to verses 1 through 8. In Matthew 12, and this is the example when Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and he and his disciples were hungry. And it goes through this example about what you can do on the Sabbath. Now, would it have been an example? Now, and they were challenged by the Pharisees. Said, hey, look what you're doing on the Sabbath. Instead, would have the Pharisees cared if it wasn't the Sabbath? No. You can pluck grain and eat it whenever you want. Don't got to worry about what you're eating and when you're eating it. But that was an establishment when Christ explained the principle under the Sabbath. And that verse 8, that the Son of Man is the Lord even of the Sabbath. He gave the greater principles of what's important to do here. So we have this Christ establishing this pattern. So we know that we go, now we've jumped ahead now to just 2,000 years ago. So we have this. We also have the example of Jesus Christ's life. And he, if we turn to John 15, in John 15, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, John 15 and verse 10. In fact, I'll back up in verse 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So we know that Christ knew when the Sabbath was. We knew that it was established at creation. It was carved into stone during the time of the Exodus. And Jesus Christ said to his believers that you will keep the Sabbath, and they knew well when it was at that time. So it was the same day of the week as his fellow Jews at that time. So it was entirely appropriate. He wasn't saying, except that they goofed it up, you're going to have to go by this other program that we have here. So he said he followed the seventh or fourth commandment for the seventh day, just as the Jews did, and the believers in Christ should do it as well. Well, then the question was, well, what if they've lost track of this since Christ's time? Christ died, and oh, you know how things are. There was a misprint, or they're scattered out. They don't have YouTube, Facebook, other social media. They didn't have email. They didn't have your clock set, your clock set by satellite, so your cell phone doesn't synchronize with the time with your cell phone and so forth. So maybe it just kind of got goofed up along the way. And so if we take a look, and there's a lot of time, we're looking at nearly 2,000 years of that time, and yet wherever the Jews have gone, anywhere in the world, particularly the Middle East and Europe, they fiercely guarded the observance of the seventh-day weekly Sabbath so that they didn't break the fourth commandment. So it's possible you can say that there were isolated pockets of the weekly Sabbath, not knowing what day it is because of some local turmoil. But, you know, if there were a problem, it would be straightened out or corrected, because I've discovered, being newly retired, and I've asked my wife, what day is this? Is it Monday or is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday or is it Thursday? Hey, wait a minute, because the routines take a while to get, ooh, some of you are nodding. I see you know what I'm talking about. And so we have this, a reasonable question, but you look to the people who do and who are consistently then keeping the Sabbath. Now, there is this issue that's come up, and that is, well, the calendar has changed over time. And if the calendar changes, you know, what about the people that change the calendars? And that would kind of goof things all up. And then they bring up the change in the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. Of course, we've got the Gregorian calendar is the current modern calendar. But before 1582, we had the Julian calendar. Well, what was happening is they did not account for the cycle of year for each year. If you used the Julian calendar, you're going to not keep track of the days in the year would be different or extend the year after time. It wouldn't be out of line with the seasons. And so the Julian calendar was replaced by the Gregorian calendar, which is what we use today. And you say, well, why? Well, what's happened is it was 10 days out of sequence because there's a few seconds every day and a little bit of time every year. So how do we make up for that? In the Gregorian calendar, we have what's called a leap year. Every 4 years, one day on the calendar. And then every 4 years, there is a leap day, February 29th. We have a granddaughter born on leap day, February 29th of a leap year. What is she, 3 now? Or is it 4? If you go every 4 years, it'd be 3. So it's but those calendar changes, if we go back, didn't change the days of the week. It just changed the date on the calendar. So if you go back to Thursday, October 4th, 1582, on the Julian calendar, well, the very next day would have been on the Julian calendar, October 5th. However, they made up for the 10 days, and Gregorian calendar said, nope, we're going to start at October 15th. Those 10 days are gone, but it didn't change the days of the week. It was still the same Sunday, Monday through Saturday that it always was. So the Sabbath was recognized continually as the seventh day. So we can conclude that our current Saturday is the seventh day of the week on the same weekly cycle and has been in place from creation through the Exodus, through the time of Christ, and throughout history to the modern times, withstanding any particular calendar changes, astronomical observations, or my brother keeping the Sabbath when I hadn't yet figured it out, or my mother telling me I don't know which day it is. Yes, we can know the days that it is, and we have that opportunity. So if you get questioned on this, you'll have to be able, you can set it from creation to the Exodus, the time in the wilderness with the manna, to the time of Christ, and then through the changes of the calendar over the years, never changed the weeks, and the Jews have kept it consistently, as have we in the Church of God in our tradition.